It's a famous Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, where discussing the union of Lo Yosur Shevet Miyehuda, he also refers to the Chashmonoim. And he says, V'zeho yo'enesh ha-chashmonoim, shemolchu b'bayesheni. The Chashmonoim, who took over the Malchus in the time of the Bayesheni, after the whole, the Nisim of the Milchoma that they won, and they chased out the Yevonim, and the Nes HaMenorah, which they witnessed, all these Nisim. And then they decided that it was necessary to assume the Malchus in order to sustain the presence in Eretz Yisrael. Ki hoyu chasidei elyoin. They were not shy. Chasidei elyoin. V'ilmolei heim nishtakhu ha-teira v'ha-mitzvus mi-Yisrael. And if not for what the Chashmonoim did, I assume that means in the chasing out of this powerful nation and therefore rescinding all of the gzeiros against Torah and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Mila and all the things that they did and the negative assimilating influences that they had, that the Torah and Mitzvahs would have been nishtakach mi Yisrael, something that's mamish can't be, lo yisishochach mi pizaroi, but I guess al piderech hateva, had not for this, the efforts and the victory of the Chashmonoim, then al piteva, that's what would have occurred. V'afal pikein, nenshu oynesh godol, and still they were punished a great oynesh, ki arba b'nei Chashmonoim hazokin hachasidim hamoilchim zeach hazeh im kol gvurosim hatzlochosim nofnu b'yado yeveyim b'chorev. That four of them, the b'nei Chashmonoim, they fell with all of their strength and their hatzlocha, they fell b'yad cherev oyeveyim, and they were killed. V'yigia ha'oynish b'soif l'ma she'omu razal kol man de'omar mi'beis Chashmonoim k'osino avdohu. That Chazal said, anyone who says he comes from Beis Chashmonoi, you should know he's only an eved of the Beis Chashmonoi, because they were all destroyed. Shenichrasu kulam ba'avinzeh, they were all wiped out for this avera. It's not too clear here exactly what exactly all this means. So I noticed in Rabbeinu Bechaya that he's marich more. Explaining the Ramban. And he says here in the middle, he brings this whole inyan, how they're not allowed to lo yosur shevet Yehuda, and it can only be, the Malchus can only be from shevet Yehuda. And then he says, ulefi shaloi nitma Malchus ki im, in the middle, towards the bottom, like a little after the halfway down, ki im le shevet Yehuda lekach nenshu hamelochim shelo hoyu ashev mi shevet Yehuda velo hitzlichu malchusam, because malchus had to be from shevet Yehuda, all of the melochim that were mamlich not from shevet Yehuda were not matzliach, their malchus didn't have atzlocha, ki inyan shol hamelech harishen li Yisrael shenerak huvonu velo hoyso malchus shel kayoma. Like Shaul, he was killed, his children were killed, and his malchus didn't continue. Ukeinyan hachashmonoim sheovdo malchusom venenshu bemido keneged mido. Here he explains a little bit more what happened. The malchus of the Chashmonoim was destroyed, and they were punished mido keneged mido. Vetachas shehoyu roitzim limloich, because they desired to make themselves king, to have malchus. And the Mishpat HaMelucha did not belong to them. They weren't from Shevet Yehuda. They became servants, slaves to their slaves. Ki Hashem Yisborach Himshil Alehem Avdeyem. Hashem made it that their Avodim took power over them. V'hichrisum, and destroyed them. That's what happened. That's how they lost, and therefore anyone left. Who mashomu chazal called Omer Beis Chashmonoi ko asino avduhu. Anyone who says he comes from Beis Chashmonoi is only an eved. Who mashomer, the Novi said, heim himlichu v'loim mimeni. They took malchus, but it's not from me. He's hasiru v'lo yedati. They took srora, but I didn't know about it. It was not with my agreement. Umilvad tanozu. Besides this time that they weren't from Shevet Yehuda, There's another taina. They shouldn't have chosen Malchus. Since not only was it that they weren't from Shevet Yehuda and they should not have assumed the Malchus, but besides that, they were Kohanim and they had all this Avodah, and the Torah says Beferish that they have to guard the Kuhunaschem and all of the things on the Mizbeach and so forth, the Avodah HaBeis HaMikdosh, and they should not have given that up, or I assume given it up, or compromised that in some way in order to take the Malchus. So here seems to be a bit of the understanding, I think, I hope, I mean, I assume, of what exactly took place over there. And it seems that they were punished mido keneged mido, and the language that's most condemning over here, he says, where he says that v'tachas shehoyu roitzim limloich, v'loy lohem mishpat hamelucha, hoyu avodim lo'ovdeyem, mido keneged mido. What happened? They wanted to take Malchus. In other words, it seems that there was some tviya on them in this desire to take Malchus. They were, instead of, and it's mido keneged mido, they were subjugated by their avodim in a mido keneged mido keneged, they're giving up their avdus in the Beis HaMikdosh in order to assume Malchus. So their avodim came now and took them down from Malchus, mido keneged mido, because of their desire to elevate themselves to Malchus, in some way compromising their status of avodim in the Beis HaMikdosh. That seems to be the from the loshon of sherotzu limloich, and from the mido keneged mido, that their avodim are the ones that came, rose up above them and took them down, mido keneged mido, of their foregoing in some way their status of avdus in order to become a melech. Therefore, the avodim come and take them down from the malchus. So this seems to be what took place over here. When you think about it, it's very strange. Here you're talking about these chashmonoim who mamish, they were the ones that saved Klal Yisrael. They experienced nisim not shayach. And even if you'll say, like some say, that the nisim of the milchoma and the survival of rabim biyad me'atim, temeim biyad tohirim, and the whole business is maybe you could have been interpreted b'derech hateva, but they saw the nes hamenorah, and the nes hamenorah is certainly revealed to them, as some say, that everything else was b'derech nes. And they were melumid benisim, and they were tzadikim chasidim elyoinim, and they were zoiche that ilmoleihem nishtakach toiru mitzvus miYisrael. And they had the Avodas Beis HaMikdosh, which the, if you look on the other side, the in the Yalkut Shemoni brings the famous Medrash, which talks about, by Baal Oischa, which talks about the Nesiim all had a chelik in Chanukas HaMizbeach, and Aaron HaKoyen didn't. And so Chazal here give a moshel that situation. Moshel Moha Dovedoymer, Lamelech Shanasa Suda Bohoyakore, Bechol Yoim Umonios Umonios. He called all of these professionals, all these Bali Melocho. Vohoyaloi Oihev Echot, Shohoya Oihava Yoiser Midai. He loved him more than so much. Loi Koro Isaimoim. He didn't call him with all the Umonios. Vohora Meitzar, Loimar Shemo Yesh Believo Alai. Maybe the Melech doesn't love me anymore. He's such a close friend, such a beloved friend, and now he doesn't invite me. Lefikach lo yizimnani. Therefore, he didn't invite me. Bekol asudos, kiven shover kolim asudos. It was already all the sudos were over. Korah lo yavoi, or maybe kiven shover kolim asudos. Korah lo yavoi ve'omaloi. Lechol bnei hamadino asisi suda, but lechol atzmocho ani oise suda bilvad lemashato oyavi. Everybody I made sudas, I invited them all. For you, I make a separate suda because I love you. Kach HaMelech Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Given she'over Chanukas HaMizbeach, after the Chanukas HaMizbeach finished, Omer le'HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Aroin u'lebonov, Atem la'atzmechem asu Chanukah. You're going to do your own Chanukah. Lekach nemar ba'aloyscho maksim lemalo min ha'inyan ha'yakriv v'nesiyei Yisroel, kol ha'nesiyim hikrivu, chutz v'nesiyei Shalevi, which was Aroin, and Aroin had a special thing that he now is has this ba'aloyscho ha'neirois, that he has a greater chelek. This is something special. So the Avodas Kohuna, that which Aaron had, that's which the descendants of Aaron had, the privilege of doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it was lighting the menorah here or the other Avodahs, was something that was such a privilege. So here you have, these people are so privileged. These people are melumed benisim. These people are chasidei elyon. These people were zeicha that because of their efforts, loy nishtakach toiro mitzvus mi Yisrael. And yet, something happened. What happened? There was some sense, with all the privilege of the avdus that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and how privileged it was, and this is because Hashem loved them so much, and that was a special love. He didn't give them a chelek with all the other nesiim, because that would be with the hamoinam, but rather some special avodah. And then this, they compromised in some level. Why? Because there's malchus. They wanted to be malochim. Now, there's no sofek that the reason that they chose to be malochim was because of the fact that they held that the Malchus Yisroel has to continue. And without a melech in this precarious stage after the Yevonim left Eretz Yisroel, that everything is going to fall apart. And unless they usurp the reins of power, that they will not be able to assure that the Torah mitzvahs will be perpetuated to Klal Yisroel. And it was certainly l'shem shomayim in terms of a very rational understanding of l'maisa. There was a compromise because lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda. There was something there that was not for them. They were not from that mishpocha, and there was another avdus that they were supposed to be doing, but something there that all of this rational decision that was, I don't know if that's why nishtakach Torah, maybe lo nishtakach Torah was because of that also, maybe it was only because of what they did before that, but this rational decision. Someplace deep down, there was a dak min adak, a tviya of, they wanted malchus. They had so much. They appreciated so much. They were on such a level. I mean, it would seem like, how could you even think in such terms? But there was something there that must have attracted them. That yes, the reasons were all rational and they were all l'shem shamayim. But on some level, there seems to be a tviya because the tviya was neir of oyam. Because their avodim came and took rule over them, because they gave up their avdus to become rulers, mida keneged mida. And that's, they were punished with such a noinish oyrim v'noyra that they were all wiped out. And anyone who says he's from Beis Chashmonoi must be from the avodim that took over the leadership of Beis Chashmonoi and destroyed all the b'nei Chashmonoim. So see, there's such a danger that no matter what level a person is on, there are temptations which can influence us on sometimes subtle levels. I want more. I'm malchus. I want to be a melech. Of course, I want to be a melech l'shem shemayim. And of course, I know that the future of Klal Yisrael depends on my doing this, and I have every good reason. And I've come so close to HaKadosh Baruch, and I've seen so many nisim, and I was zeicha to such privileges. I'm going to go down in history to be the Chashmonoim that l'moleihem nishtakach teiru mitzvus v'Yisrael. And I'm giving up, in some way compromising, the greatest privilege that was given to Aaron HaKohen beyond what all the nesiim had. But there must have been some level there of rotsu limloich. There was some attraction. And because of that little bit of attraction that was there, which must have been ever so infinitesimal, was enough to pervert the judgment and to compromise the two reasons which they really shouldn't have taken the malchus, which was one, that they're not from Shevet Yehuda, and the other one, that they had a tafkid of avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, which should not have been in any way compromised or added to with other responsibilities, however that works. And that's the danger that can happen and the devastating results that could come out. Now, for Shteitzach, these results are only for such great people, and on our level, the mistake is certainly not as punishable unless it's real base and grub, and but we certainly have to be careful of the temptation of fame, the temptation of power, the temptation of leadership, that a person might think, I have everything. I have everything, I've seen everything, I've reached everything, I'm on the highest level. But the dangers are always there. And if the dangers are always there, then it seems that the only tavlin is learning Musa, Limuda Musa, that a person has to be constantly looking into himself and constantly checking and double checking his motivations. And all the time, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva always used to quote the Hakdoma to the Chovos HaLevavos, where he's clearing whether he should write it or whether he shouldn't write it. And he used to say, it's like he's pressing buttons. He says, well, maybe I shouldn't write it, it's gaiva. But maybe the reason I'm saying it's gaiva is because I'm really lazy. And back and forth and trying to, and we have to do that. We have to focus on ourselves and see what are the motivations, what is real. And sometimes if we don't catch the inappropriate motivation, that negia, which lies sometimes very deep and subtly, but strong influentially, and we don't catch that, that can lead us to making mistakes, you know, through temptation and desire and personal COVID or gain or whatever, to making mistakes that could be tragic and far greater than we would ever make a rational mistake like that, because logically we'd never make such a mistake. Because of something deep down, it influences the judgment even on such basic, clear-cut issues. Yosu shevet miyehuda, and there is a responsibility in the Beis HaMikdash. But the clearest of issues can be clouded when there's some ever so slight negia that motivates a person. And therefore, it's all the more reason that we have to constantly be working on ourselves and learning Musa to uproot and to be aware of and to make sure that those influences don't mislead us and misguide us.